Hey everyone, this is Courtney, back with Courtney's Thoughts. WrestleMania is coming. It's coming on Saturday and Sunday this weekend. So I want to get into it. I want to get into the card so far that's been submitted, so to speak, about what matches are available for Saturday and Sunday. Let me go through. Okay. So, this is the Saturday card. So, the Saturday card is a tag match with Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins versus Roman Reigns and The Rock. And this match in particular was just, I feel like it was just added in the sense of like trying to like fix the storyline, because when TKO took over for WWE, Dwayne Johnson, aka The Rock, came through and was like, I'm part of the members, I'm part of the board. So whatever creativity that he has for the company in particular, and he went in and he wants to give the ratings, he's doing this, right? And it messed up the momentum a little bit, because people are like, why is he here? What is going on? Also, I want to say this. The IWC, basically the annoying, irritable, so-called wrestling fans, the wrestling community, they are always back and forth with the storylines. Last year, WrestleMania 39, it was Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns for the Universal Championship, like basically, you know, because he had the two belts. And so Cody didn't win. And people were mad at that. And people were like, well, what's going on now? What are we going to do now for next year? So people assumed that it was going to be Cody versus Roman Reigns for WrestleMania 40. And people have been saying, we want to see The Rock. We want to see The Rock versus Roman Reigns. We want to see, you know, The Rock and Roman Reigns for Tribal Chief at WrestleMania. It should have been that, blah. Right? Like people have been saying that, right? And then, of course, when you have surprises that come back, like Randy Orton coming back, CM Punk coming back, Cody Rhodes, Cody Rhodes winning the Royal Rumble, and people were like, okay, he's going against Roman again. Like, hello, you were seeing his momentum all last year since his loss, and you know he's going to finish the story. So why are you mad that Cody Rhodes won Royal Rumble for him to get the opportunity? When CM Punk came back to WWE, no one knew what was going to happen. No one knew. They didn't know if it was going to be Punk versus Reigns. They didn't know if it was going to be Punk versus Rollins. They didn't know if Punk was going to go for the mid-card, so him going against Gunther or any U.S. title holder, which I think it was, Rey Mysterio who was the title holder. No. Yeah. Because Rey Mysterio was a title holder until Logan Paul won it. So that's what that is, right? Like, no one knew about what was going on. And then, of course, when you see the antics off camera, like Seth Rollins reacting badly to CM Punk's return, Drew McIntyre reacting badly as well, like he didn't really care for it, like because of the fact that the reputation that Punk has off camera and on camera, like you don't know if it's going to be plausible for him to even come to Philadelphia at WrestleMania to do something, you know? So with Cody Rhodes winning Royal Rumble, again, the obvious thing was, in terms of the way how the story has been going on for weeks, was that Cody's going to finish the story and he's going to go to WrestleMania. For the majority of the so-called fans that are mad that he is a repeater, a second-time repeater, a Royal Rumble winner, they said that it could have went to someone else. Now, say for instance, it went to Damian Priest. He has Money in the Bank. Who do you think he's going to choose? Because he has the opportunity to go for one title and then go for the other title to when he wants to cash in his bank, his money in the briefcase. And so he has like almost to like July, I think, to even like interact with that case. So when it comes to this tag match in particular, for it to go down because the way how The Rock came through, stepped in, you didn't know if he was going to be on one side or the other. People didn't like it that he stepped in. People didn't like how he came in and tried to do something where it affected Cody and his momentum. So the audience was like, F that, F Rock, F WWE, you're messing up the process. You're messing up the story. That's what you're doing. You're messing up the story. So when The Rock came through, and basically disrupted. Hold on. Sorry about that, y'all. I had a water break. So when The Rock came through, it messed up everything. You didn't know what was going on, so they had to fix it because one, people have been advocating for The Rock to go against the Roman Reigns for the title because everybody wanted to see that. Everyone wanted to see them too. And to be honest, The Rock versus Roman Reigns should have happened 2 years ago, at least, when it was Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns going against each other. It should have been 2 years ago at WrestleMania 38. That should have been the year for The Rock to come through and have his matches with Roman Reigns. That should have been it. So for him to come in now, it kind of messed it up. And then all the interactions after seeing their media press tour and all that stuff, and Seth Rollins coming through and making claims or sending jabs to Roman Reigns and The Rock, Cody making his appearance, The Rock saying his stuff, and Roman Reigns sitting there and he's like, yep. So because of their interactions, especially during the media press tour or the, you know, media press conference, whichever, because of the fact that they had those interactions, they decided to, like, try to make it as a tag match, which is crazy, but okay. And when you look at the card, you don't know if, like, because of the fact that it's a tag match, you don't know if Cody is going to win against Roman. So if they do this tag match first, I don't know, on the card, I don't know if it's gonna be the first match. I think, in my opinion, it should be the first match, so that way the IC title or the tag titles can have their matches longer. So why not just have this tag match later on? I mean, like, earlier in the card, right? So I think in terms of winning, I don't know if Cody and Seth is going to win the tag match because of the fact that when you want to look at the match coming through with Cody and Roman the next night, you want Cody to be even more pissed and come through and try to win the title. Because right now, Roman is undefeated. He's been undefeated. So for him to lose in the tag match would be stupid. Him getting pinned in the tag match would be stupid. So they might just, I think it's going to be the bloodline. I think it's going to be Roman Reigns and The Rock losing their tag match in some sort of fashion. So that's what I have on that one. Then we have Rhea Ripley and Becky Lynch. Now people, okay, so Becky Lynch won. She didn't win Royal Rumble. Bayley won Royal Rumble. Excuse me about that. But Becky Lynch challenged and challenged Rhea to the Raw's Women's Championship. And people are mad that Becky is getting an opportunity at WrestleMania. And I'm thinking to myself, if y'all have not followed this whole past year when Rhea won her title against Charlotte at WrestleMania 39, you did not see not one match with Becky Lynch and Rhea. They kept them apart for so long. Rhea had her feuds Becky had her feuds with Damage Control. Becky had her feud with Trish Stratus. So you saw that momentum up, especially during the summer and around SummerSlam and Payback. You saw all of that. No mention of Rhea. No any signals of her versus Rhea. None of that. Triple H and the backstage crew was freaking clever making sure that there was no interaction between Rhea and Becky. There was no some form of in-ring work, no nothing. Because one, you want to keep it, the way how they kept them apart was clever. You want to keep some sort of rivalry where you don't see them all the time. Like, it's there. When Rhea won, I saw how Becky was not going for the title, I was like, they're going to go for it next year. Most definitely they're going to go for it next year. And it's going to happen this weekend. It's going to happen this weekend. And I don't mind. Now, Rhea, I think she's going to take a break. Who knows? Because she's getting married to Buddy Matthews. Becky might have, I think there's some weird claim of she has an extension on her contract, but we don't know how long, and I think it's a few months, so who knows if they're gonna give the title to her for her to have another short run, and then Rhea can come back and get it, or they can give it to someone else. But that's a rumor, in my opinion, that might happen. I don't think it will. With this one, Rhea could win, but at the same time, I need someone that can, no offense, but, the Raw women's side has been lacking of any type of momentum. Even though Rhea had feuds with Nia Jax, she had feuds with Zoe Stark, Shayna Baszler, Piper Niven, Piper Niven. No, not Piper Niven. Who else? She had feuds with Zelina Vega. Her title reign, Rhea Ripley, has been underwhelming, in my opinion. Because even though you have people like Zoe Stark and Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler and Raquel Rodriguez is her other opponent, excuse me. Even those four, and even Natalya, those five in particular had opportunity to go for the title, it wasn't good enough for the audience to go up behind. Shayna could have easily been Chep right now. And they could have, hell, it could have been Shayna versus Becky right now if that was the case. Or hell, it could have been Rhea versus freaking Shayna. I want Shayna to be number one. I want her to have an opportunity at the belt. She had a fight at SummerSlam with Ronda Rousey to prove that she could be on her own, that she didn't need Ronda Rousey. Come on now. And for them to be looking all lackluster and okay, so there's nothing going on on Raw for the women's side. So with this match in particular, Rhea versus Becky for the Raw Women's Championship, I'm going to go for Becky, but I feel like they're just going to push and keep it on Rhea until they find someone to, go against her, or unless they do it with the Money in the Bank, which is, 2.5 months later. So, yeah. So then we have the next one on the card. I don't think it's in order in terms of who you're going to see in order, but it is on the card. It's the Intercontinental Championship versus Gunther versus Sami Zayn, who is the title seeker. This match is just, I feel like, especially after Kevin and Sammy lost their tag team titles against the New Day, I do think that it was just an issue in terms of, like, what can Sammy do after that? Now that he has no longer have the titles, what can Sammy do, Sami Zayn do? They already put Kevin on SmackDown, and they're not doing anything in terms of, like, making sure that Sami Zayn gets something. Because, like, when you look at the IC title run this past year, like, Gunther won WrestleMania 39 versus Drew McIntyre and Sheamus. Great, great match, by the way. But people like Chad Gable and Chad Gable and Ricochet too. Chad Gable in particular, in my opinion, could have easily been added to this match. Period. And I do think that Sami Zayn knew that, and for some reason, he's not joining right now. But I do think Gunther's going to retain. I don't think it's going to happen. And, like, if you wanted someone to, like, dethrone Gunther, like, there's so many possibilities that can dethrone Gunther. Like, I do think that Ricochet can do it. I do think that Sami Zayn can do it too. But there are people that saying that Pete Dunne should have, like, did his thing, which I agree. So, yeah, Pete Dunne could be a good challenger for Gunther. Ilya Dragunov, who is the current NXT's champion, he could be, like, the guy to dethrone Gunther. But for Sami Zayn to have the opportunity, is great. But at the same time, it's kind of lackluster. I do think they should have added Chad Gable, who had a better story with Gunther, because both Sheamus is out, and Drew McIntyre is focused on Seth Rollins right now for the title, for the WWE's heavyweight championship. So I do think that Chad Gable should have been added to the mix with the IC championship against Sami Zayn and Gunther. I do think Chad Gable should have been added, for sure. But in terms of, like, who I think should win, I think it's going to be Gunther again. I don't think it's going to be Sami Zayn, unfortunately. I would love to see Sami Zayn win, but I do think that Gunther is just going to retain. All right, so the next match will be the brother match. It will be Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso. People said that they didn't want this match, and I'm like, are y'all tripping? Like, the way how these people was shouting and screaming and excited when they saw Jimmy versus Jey at Royal Rumble, when they saw the 1 and 2 entry forms, everybody freaked out. Everybody flipped out. Everybody was so excited just to see this. Like, okay, so Jey had his last year, it was at SummerSlam, Jey had his title match. It was supposed to be a title match, but he had his main event with Roman Reigns, and he lost because of obviously Solo Sikoa's interference, as well as Jimmy Uso's interference at the last minute, right? Because Jey was going to win. So when Jimmy says that, who before that defected the bloodline, left the bloodline basically. And Jey, who was conflicted, all of a sudden decided to leave the bloodline, right? So it's the brothers versus the younger brother and the cousin, right? Like, that's what's been going on, right, since last year. Then, when Jimmy interfered, everyone freaked out. They didn't understand why. And then Jimmy explained that he was jealous, basically, and every time that Jimmy gets a spot, he gets his chance, I don't get a chance, blah, blah, right? Like, that's what's been going on. So for them to have a brother match, I am so happy for them. I'm so happy, like, because they're no longer champions. They haven't been champions for, I think the last time Jey Uso was champ, I think it was last year. For sure, it was last year, for sure. Before Judgment Day got it. Judgment Day got it, I think, around... I think around November. I forgot, but clearly it was last year. So, yeah, like, Jimmy... That's not Jimmy, yeah. Jimmy haven't been champ since WrestleMania 39. And so for them to get a single match here is great. I would love to see that. It would be great. You know what would be even greater is that if Rikishi, their father, was the guest referee. Like, have Rikishi as their referee. And it would be so freaking good. Just do it. Please, 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 please. Just do that and it would be fine. So, yeah, in terms of, who's going to win, it's going to be Jimmy. Not Jimmy, excuse me. It's not going to be Jimmy. It's going to be Jey. I do think that Jey, who else? You know what else? Jimmy, not Jimmy. Oh, my God, I keep going back to Jimmy. Jey, who was another great opponent for Gunther, he could have been added to the IC championship match. Hell, it could have been a fatal four-way between Jey Uso, Chad Gable, Sami Zayn, and Gunther. It would have been a great fatal four-way. But, yeah, so I do think Jade is going Jade. I keep saying his name wrong. I do think that Jey Uso should win this match between against his brother, Jimmy. So I'm going to go with Jey on that. Now, the next match for Saturday, it will be the six-pack ladder match for the Undisputed WWE Tag Team Championships. Now, they had qualifying matches for the past 2 weeks. And so, on this card, it's a six-pack, right? So, there's six tag teams. So, you have The Miz and R-Truth, a.k.a. Awesome Truth. You have The New Day. You have Grayson Waller and Austin Theory, and you have the new Catch Republic, which is Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne, and then you have DIY, which is Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa, and then you have the Judgment Day, which is Finn Balor and Damian Priest. So they're going for the Undisputed titles. I think people want Judgment Day to win, to retain. I do think they probably want New Catch Republic, which is Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne, to win. And maybe DIY. They say New Day is old. It is what it is, because they're going to have traction, period. Grayson Waller and Austin Theory, I think they will be great, but I don't know if they want another heel tag team to, get the win again, especially going after, especially for having another heel team keeping having the titles now. So I don't know if they want that. Awesome Truth, which is Miz and R-Truth, I think they might win, but I don't know. It's a lot of veterans and newbies still in terms of how the audience sees these people. So I don't know if they're going to win or not, even though R-Truth, in particular, has been having a great couple of months ever since his return, which was great. It's great to see him back. It would be great to see him have a freaking run again, so that way he can retire happy in terms of, not going for the titles, but just doing segments and stuff. I do think, in my opinion, for this particular match, it could be either New Day, Awesome Truth, or Austin Theory and Grayson Waller. Those are my three. I'm not really fixated on who should win I do think that the Judgment Day might just retain, and then we'll see from there in terms of who they can go after, or who can take the titles from them. So that's how I see it. All right, the next match would be another tag match, and it's the women's tag match, and unfortunately it's not the title match, which is crazy. So you have Damage Control, you have Dakota Kai, Kairi Sane, and Asuka going against Jade Cargill, who is new, who came from AEW, Bianca Belair, and Naomi. I kind of like this build. I mean, it does intertwine with Bayley's her push to go against Io Sky, who is the current SmackDown Women's Champion. So seeing this match will be great. People wanted Jade to like go for the gold. They want her for go to the title. It's like, dude, you probably saw her more in AEW, but like you probably saw a few spots here and there in Royal Rumble, but she didn't do enough to get that convincing of, you know, for her to have a title match. It would be great to see her as Money in the Bank for the next year's Money in the Bank thing. It would be great to see that. Bianca is great too. She might win Money in the Bank. Naomi is great, but I hate how they have her, and yet as soon as she leaves, all of a sudden they're like, oh, we don't want her. But then you would want her because of the fact that she was like one of the top stars having merch sales, like top merch sales. And she can get the audience going. So why not keep her, right? So these three beautiful ladies, black ladies, going against Damage Control is great. I do think that they're going to win because it's not a tag match. I mean, it's not a tag title match. So, yeah, it would be great to see this. I would love to see Jay, Naomi, and Bianca win. No offense to Damage Control, even though they're great as fuck. So, yeah, that's what I see on that. Then, this one, this tag match, it's another tag match. This tag match right here, I think, is a little, it's great to have representation, but at the same time, I don't know if it was needed, especially, like, on the card. So, you have Rey Mysterio versus his Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee versus Dom Mysterio and Santos Escobar. So this tag match, it was just I'm not really feeling it. I really don't care for it because one, Carlito is not there. Like, could have easily had Carlito in there. And I don't know if he's fit to, like, even be clear in the ring. But, yeah, it would be great to see. But at the same time, it's like, I'm not really interested in that tag match. But I do think that in terms of who's going to win, it's going to be Dragon Lee and Rey Mysterio, period. All right, so Sunday, you have the main event, Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns. Cody will win, and if they don't win, I do think that they should not be pushing Cody anymore. no offense. I do think that Cody should win. Finish the story. Like, he's been building it up. He was going against Brock Lesnar. He was going against Judgment Day, you know? He was a tag team champion with Jey Uso, and unfortunately lost against the New Day. Not the New Day, excuse me, against the Judgment Day. So, yeah, they need to, like, finish it. So I'm ready to see that. The other title match, co-title match, is Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre. Now, again, Drew McIntyre came in and got a shot because, one, CM Punk is injured, and he is out for months. So it would have been Seth Rollins versus CM Punk. It would be great to see Drew winning it because he didn't get his moment, his WWE moment, during WrestleMania 36 due to the lockdown for COVID. So it would be great to see Even though he's healed right now, it would be great to see his interaction there winning the title. So I'm happy for him on that. But in terms of like trying to win, in terms of trying to see who's going to win, I think Seth Rollins is going to retain that. So yeah, sorry, Drew. Okay, so now we have Bayley versus Io Sky for the SmackDown Women's Championship. And even though Bayley was this year's Royal Rumble winner, the focus wasn't really on Bayley anymore. It was focused on everybody else surrounding the story. It was focused on other This match in particular between Bayley and Io is needed. This match in particular, I do think that Bayley should have her moment. I do think that she should win. But at the same time, you don't know who's going to win that Money in the Bank months later, right? So you don't know if it's going to be good or not to have a reign around this time. And then people like Jade or people like Bianca will get the Money in the Bank and then they're going to cash in on you. Like, no one wants that. So we're going to see, in terms of this match, who will win. I am rooting for Bayley, even though both are good. So this match, the U.S. title match, let me tell you about this U.S. title match. This U.S. title match, okay. For Logan to be the title holder is great, right? Like, it will give you views. It will give you traction with the kids and the young adults because they follow Logan Paul. So it makes sense. But there's one particular person who's not in this triple threat match for the United States Championship. This one person who should have been in there was LA Knight. LA Knight, I think, would have been great going against Logan Paul. But they never pushed it, which is crazy to me. But yeah, it's great to see Randy Orton come back. It's great to see Kevin Owens in his WrestleMania prime. And it was great to see Logan Paul doing his thing. I don't know for real, like, who's going to win. But, like, I don't know. I do think Logan Paul might retain. I do think that for sure. And if not, then I think Randy Orton might get the title. So, yeah, good luck to them with the U.S. title match. So, this match is another, like, is another a singles match, like the way how the Usos have a near match against each other. It's going to be LA Knight versus AJ Styles. It's crazy the way how SmackDown is in terms of how they use their stars. Because most of these stars could have easily been it could have, like, they could have easily had their U.S. title match with Logan Paul. Both LA Knight and AJ Styles. It just sucks. It sucks that they're going against each other like that, but it is what it is. I do think that LA Knight should win that one. What? Okay. So this last tag match, excuse me, sorry about that, y'all. This last tag match was brought in earlier this week, excuse me. And so it's the Street Profits and Bobby Lashley versus the Final Testament. So, which is, what is it? AIPAC and Razor and Karrion Kross. So, that's what's going to be going on with this. I do think that this might be a kickoff show. Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits versus Final Testament. I do think it's a kickoff show. I don't think it's going to be part of the card for the night, for a Sunday night. But who knows? I do think that overall, I'm going to have to say that Bobby and Street Profits win. But I do think overall, the group, I think Street Profits and Bobby Lashley are going to win for sure. So yeah, that's all I have to say. Yeah, Bobby Lashley and the Prophets and the Street Profits are going to win against the Final Testament. I do think it's going to be more of a kickoff match instead of being on a card, because I do think that it's going to take a while, especially because Saturday night one is going to be long. So who knows if they're going to be on the card or they're going to be part of the kickoff. So good luck on that. I do think it will be an interesting WrestleMania weekend for sure. The Hall of Fame is going to be on Friday, I think. And if not, probably Saturday morning. Who knows? I don't know about that. I think it's going to be more Friday night. They do have NXT Stand and Deliver, which is their biggest one because of the fact that it's on WrestleMania weekend, too. So it would be great to see Trick Williams versus Carmelo Hayes finally. Holy shit. Like, and what's crazy is that they're not even champions in the NXT division right now. So they're going to main event for the NXT division at Stand and Deliver, which is the first for having two black men main event for NXT like that. So that would be great to see. Trick Williams will win. I do think that Carmelo Hayes and Trick will be called up for main roster. So I think he still is on main roster, because he was getting pushed a little bit before Royal Rumble. So you did get to see him a couple of times, especially after the holidays. But at the same time, like, a lot of people don't know him. A lot of people are not following him. He has no story, no leverage, no advantage, so to speak, on main roster. The majority of his stuff is all in NXT as of now, in terms of how he's getting pushed, or how just the way how the way how that storyline between him and Trick Williams are. So it will be great to see that match in particular. I am going to root for Trick Williams on that. So yeah, those are my predictions. Those are my predictions of who is going to win. Sorry if I was rambling, but I was just like, thinking about a lot of stuff. But yeah, so far that's all I have for WrestleMania. Thanks.